back in Mizbeach country, they're still discussing this Mizbeach. All of this came out of the Mishnah that we saw in the beginning of the parak that said if you shat on top of the Mizbeach, the shlita is kosher. So we decided now would be a fine time to discuss what exactly Mizbeach is. And so that's brought us all of this, and today we get really in-depth discussion of the details of the structure of the Mizbeach. We're at Samach Beis Amid Aleph, Amr of Yosef. We just said at the bottom of Samach Aleph on the Beis that they expanded the Beis HaMikdash in the second Beis HaMikdash. They made it larger. And Rav Yosef was actually key to that conversation. Right? The Mishnah said they came out of the Gola and they added four amos on one side, four amos on another side. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. And the Gemara asked why, and Rabbi Yosef gave us the first answer. He said it wasn't large enough. The ma'aracha, the space for the fire, wasn't large enough. So now Rabbi Yosef says on the top line of Samach Beis Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Lav hainu disanya v'achinu es hamizbeach, or v'achinu hamizbeach hamachonosav, shigiu l'sof midosav. Hey, I have a pasuk like that. The Torah actually, well, pasuk in Ezra says they built the mizbeach on its foundations, and the Braisa expands that saying, shigiu l'sof midosav, that they achieved the end of its measure, meaning that they built it to its fullest extent. So he says we have another brisa on that point. So Rashi makes the comment here about Rav Yosef's illness and him forgetting his learning. What people often don't realize is how tragic this is that it's Rav Yosef. Remember the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Dalet that talks about Sinai Va'oker Harim? Is it better to have this broad knowledge of everything or to have an in-depth, incisive, analytic skill? And the example they give there of Sinai is Rav Yosef. Right, Rav Yosef is the Sinai. He is the one who has this broad knowledge. So Dafka, for him to be the one to lose everything is exceptionally tragic in the sense that this is his identity. In the Gemara, so Rabbi Yosef asks, hey, isn't that like that brisa? But then Vaksiv, I have another pasuk which says Hakol Biksav Miyad Hashem Alai Hiskil, that Hashem reveals to David and Shlomo all of the details of the structure. So I don't understand, how is it that they're not doing what happened in Bayasheni? They're not doing so Midosav, the full measure of the Mizbeach. El Am Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef explains that's not what's going on. Rather, Kra Ashkach V'Darish. What happened was, when they came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash, they found a pasuk, and it's a pasuk that goes back to the construction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and they analyzed it. Vayomer David, Zeu Beis Hashem HaElokim, V'Zeh Mizbech La'Ola L'Yisrael. David says, this is the house of Hashem our God, and this is the Mizbeach for our Karbanos. So we link the bias with the Mizbeach. Ki bias, the Mizbeach should be like the bias. By bias, we mean the Hechel. Ma bias shishim amah, the bias is 60 amos long. Af Mizbeach shishim amah, so to the Mizbeach should be 60 amos long. So we've been doing this 24 by 24, 32 by 32. No. 60 amos is actually the measure. If you take a look at Rashi, ma bias shishim amah, kidichsiv, as the pasuk says, shishim amah orko for the Hechel. Af Mizbeach ad shishim amah roilo. The Mizbeach too was 60 amos long. Umikudosh hamako v'mirtzu, and the place that's covered, that 60 amos space, is already mikudosh. That's already set aside. That could be for the Mizbeach, should they choose to use it. You don't have to use it, and that's going to become very clear through the course of the Gemara today. You don't have to use the entire space, but that's the space that's allocated for the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, wait. Bishlam Abayas Minka Atsuraso. I understand regarding the bias, how they figured out where they were supposed to put it. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola could tell, because as Rashi says, Yesodos HaChomos, the foundations of the walls, were still present. Despite the fact that when the first base of Mikdash is destroyed, right, Edom says, Aru Aru Ad Yesodba, to get rid of everything down to the foundation, nonetheless you can tell where the walls were. We're good with that. The Ela Mizbeach Menayadi, but how did they know where to put the Mizbeach? Three answers. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar gives us our first answer. Ro Mizbeach Banui Umichal Sara Gadol Omed Umakriv Olav. They actually saw the Mizbeach constructed, and they saw Michael, the angel, bringing Karbanos on it. The Marsha comments here that this is the idea that the Beis HaMikdash above is parallel to the Beis HaMikdash below. And so what they saw was a vision of the Mizbeach upstairs, so to speak, and Michal bringing Karbanos from the Mizbeach upstairs, and that told them where the Mizbeach could be in the space down on earth. That's the idea. The Taras HaKodesh adds on this that Shlomo HaMelech had some kind of a nevuah, some kind of Ruach HaKodesh, to know where the northern side of the Mizbeach was and where the Shisin would be. He knew that, he just didn't know the 60 Amos. This revelation they have in the second Beis HaMikdash, where they see this, where they envision this, is what's added in for the second Beis HaMikdash. That's our first approach. Second approach, still dealing in the realm of some form of nevuah, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha Amar, Efro Shal Yitzchak Rau Shemunach Ba'oso Makom. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha says, they saw the ashes of Yitzchak in that spot, not physically, but again, this nevuah that Hashem has the Efro Shal Yitzchak on the Mizbeach upstairs. Now, of course, there is no such thing as Efro Shal Yitzchak, because Yitzchak walks away from the Akedah. Right, Yitzchak doesn't get burned at the Akedah. So the ram, the Marsha and Brachos in Brachos Samach Beis and Beis says that actually refers to the ashes from the ram. Efrosh Yitzchak is actually a very powerful image for us. Remember the Gemara in Tanis that talks about how when they had a Tanis for rain, they would go out and put ash on the Aron, they put ash on themselves. So the Gemara there gives two reasons for doing the ash. One reason is humility, but the other reason is to commemorate the ash of this ram from the Mizbeach. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says that when Yaakov brings Karbanos, it says, "Vayizbach zvachim l'elokei aviv Yitzchak." It's, why is he doing it for his father's God instead of his own God? He says it's supposed to be because it's Efro Shal Yitzchak, in the merit of Yitzchak's near carbon. Okay. That's our second approach for what they saw that showed them that they could build a mizbeach on that spot. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Mikol Habayis Kulo Herichu Reach Kitaras Misham Herichu Reach Evarim. This is still within the nevuah element. That in the entire space they could smell the kitaras. Remember, the smell of the kitaras was strong. It went out to Yericho. People were sneezing. Animals were sneezing out in Yericho from the kitaras. So Hashem arranges it that they should smell kitaras everywhere in the space of the mikdash, in the space of the heichal, at any rate. Except the place of the mizbeach, they would smell karbanos. That's your system. Okay. We now expand on this idea of nevuah in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash and what it taught to them. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosh Nevi'im Alo Yimayim Min Agola. Three Nevi'im come out of Galus Babel with them. That's Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, Rashi explains. Echad Shehayid Lohem Al HaMizbeach. One testifies to them regarding the Mizbeach. Rashi explains, Sheyesh Lo Makom Lahosif Ad Shishim Amo. That you could expand it to Shishim Amo. That's the first one's job, is to tell them that. The Echad Shehayid Lohem Al Makom HaMizbeach. Second one tells them where it's supposed to be. The Echad Shehayid Lohem Shemakriven Afal Pishayin Bayis. And the third, teach them that you can bring Karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. Oh boy, is that a major issue. Right? The Tosvos here.
Meaning before Bayit Sheni was finished.
Right, there's no building, there's just a Mizbeach.
That's so, what they did through that.
Yeah, yes, they did.
That is historic.
But boy, is that an issue. Tosfo says, Ve'achat shemakriv an afa pishayin bayis, the kedushas bayis kitcha l'shaita ula asid v'lo dami l'kedushas ha'aretz t'kaim alon d'batla. Tosfo says, the kedusha of the spot of the Beis HaMikdash never is lost. Kedushas ha'aretz, lost when they're kicked out. Kedushas Habayis is not. The Rambam writes in Beis HaBechira, in Perek Vav, Halachos Yudalad, and Tezvav, that Harabayis always retains its Kedusha, even down till today, hence the idea of not walking on Harabayis. The Raiva there says, I don't know where he made that up, but I think it's here.
And Jerusalem as well. I mean, the effect that everything inside the walls.
Right, so that's another discussion. Is that tied to the walls of the city, in terms of Yerushalayim? But Harabayis is saying, can't lose it. Harabayis is... Right. We know that they did it. Rabbi Yaakov ended in a tshuva, and his Shelas Yavetz says that when Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara of Sachem Ayin Dalet, tells Tavi to roast the Karban Pesach, that's actually post Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni is already gone, but they're still doing the Karban Pesach up on Har HaBayis. Ritzvi Yosh Kalischer attempted at the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century, to get the Karban Pesach restarted, that we should go up on Har HaBayis and we should bring the Karban. And he wrote books on the topic about how they dealing with the question of Tumah, dealing with the question of who's a real Kohen, all of this. And Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Binyan Sion at the time shouted him down and said, you know, here's a whole list of reasons why you can't do it. It was a big fight going on at the time. Kalischer was very into the idea of restarting it. Others disagreed on numerous levels, but one of the levels was, you know, where are you going to put your Mizbeach? So his answer was, well, look it up. We have Psukim, we have a Gemara, look it up, measure it out, and put it down. To which one of the responses was, we can't even agree on what an Amah is and what a Tefach is. You know, how are you going to apply the measurements that you see in the Gemara? That's pretty much where we are today. But that's the third, that you can bring the carbon even without a bias. B'mas Nisa, Tana, we're about three lines up from where they get wide. Learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Shlosh Nevi'im Alu Imayim in Agola, same Chagai Zechariah Malachi, three Nevi'im come out of Gola's bubble with them. Echad Shehei Lehem Al Mizbeach, Val Mekom HaMizbeach, we've now grouped the first two from before into one. That one of them teaches them that they can expand the Mizbeach and regarding where to cite the Mizbeach. Ve'echad Shehei Lehem Shemakriv and Alphapi She'ein Bayis. Second one, to teach them that you bring the carbon even without the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And one, teaching them that they should write the Torah in the Assyrian alphabet. That's a whole other discussion. We're not going to get into that today. We'll never see the rest of this daf. Tana Rabbanan, Braisa. Second wide line. Karen v'kevesh v'yesod v'ribua ma'akvin. We're going back to our overall theme of how to define this mizbeach that we're talking about. So what are the requirements for it? Karen, the corners of the mizbeach, where are you going to put the dam? The kevesh, the ramp. V'yesod, the foundation that extends outward that you pour the dam on. V'ribua, and that it should be squared off. Those are our four requirements. Midas arko, midas rochbo, midas komaso. Length, width, and height. Ein ma'akvin, those aren't absolute requirements, as long as you're within the assigned space. Mino ani mili, where does that come from? How do you define what's required, what's not required? Amar Ravuna says, Amar Kratz Apostle, the Torah says, Hamizbeach, komakum shenemar Hamizbeach la'akev. Whenever the Torah describes something as being of Hamizbeach, the Mizbeach, that means it's a defining characteristic of the Mizbeach, and without it, it's not a Mizbeach at all. Elamayatis, the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. Kiyur, not Kiyor, don't confuse the two. Kiyur, l'Rebbe, v'sovev, l'Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, chanami d'ma'akev. Kiyur is ornamentation that runs around the Mizbeach, right? Some kind of design. Sorry? Yeah. Right, or the sovev, that level on which the Kohanim could walk around. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Hachanami Dima'akev, those should be requirements as well, because they appear with the word Hamizbeach. Where? What are we talking about? The following, Dichsiv, here's the Pasuk. V'nasato, Satachas Kakov Hamizbeach Milamata. Remember that you have this net halfway up the Mizbeach? The mesh. And you have also this Karkov, which is right just above that. What in the world is a Karkov? V'tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Ezu Karkov, what is this Karkov? Rabbi Omer Zek Kiyur, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zeh HaSovev. It's a machlokas. Either it's the Kiyur, the design, or it's the Sovev. It's this path to walk around. But either way, it appears in a Pasuk with the word HaMizbeach. So those should be absolute requirements. I had my list of four requirements already for the Mizbeach. We're about eight lines up from the bottom on Samach Beis and Aleph. We had our list. Our list was Karen Kevesh Yisod Ribua. What happened to this Kiyur and Sovev thing? So the Gemara answers in, oh, that's fine. Desanya, I have a Braisa that supports the idea that this in fact is a requirement. The Braisa from the Gemara in Sukkah, about when the Kohen Gadol, who was the Tzduki and the Nisuch HaMayim, he didn't do the Nisuch HaMayim properly, he dribbles the water. So they pelt him with a srogim and they knock out part of the Mizbeach. So the that's almost been some asrogim. The Braisa says, Oso Ayom Nivgma Karen Mizbeach. Right, sometimes it's the velocity, it's not the object. So that day, the corner of the Mizbeach became flawed. They view Bul Shamalach Lustamuhu, and they brought a lump of salt just to seal it up. You couldn't do avoda with that. Ella Shaloyera Mizbeach Pagum. You didn't want the Mizbeach to be flawed, and you need the Karen, so it's really not kosher, but at least it won't look bad. Shekom Mizbeach She'en Lo Karen V'Kevesh V'Yesod Ribua. Those four items that we mentioned as the requirements for the Mizbeach, you don't have those. Pasul and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Apasovev. Sure enough, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda throws in the Sovev too. So I know that there are these added elements. Wherever the Torah says something is of HaMizbeach, that means it is fundamental to Mizbeach. It's not called a Mizbeach if you don't have that. That's the idea.
So the definition for a Karkov exactly?
So the answer is...
Two holes.
It's either the design or the Sovev. You want to know exactly? I'll tell you it's either this or this. That's my exact answer. So again, in defining Mizbeach, we've learned about the addition to the Mizbeach in Bayis Sheni. We've learned about how they found the spot where it was supposed to be, the aid of the Nevi'im and what they taught. And now we've learned about what is Ma'akev, what are the absolute requirements for the Mizbeach. And we continue now in that discussion about the Karkov and this Sovev. Tana Rabbanan, here's the Brisa, 8 lines up from the bottom. Ezu Karkov, what exactly is Karkov? Ben Karen LeKaren Mekom Hiluch Ragle Akohanim Amo. A line that runs from corner to corner directly, in line between the actual corners, not the outside with which you would circumnavigate the Mizbeach, but actually running from one corner to the next. If you run in a straight line, you'll hit the corner. And it's an Amo wide, and it's a place for the Kohanim to walk, to which the Gemara says, what? Atu a Kohanim ben Karen le Karen Havuazli? Did the Kohanim actually walk from Karen to Karen? No, they walked around the Kronos. You didn't walk in a path from Karen to Karen. But it doesn't make any sense. Ela Ema umekom ragle umekom hiluch ragle a Kohanim ama. He says, you're right, it doesn't make sense because you're reading it wrong. He says, it's not that the place of the walking of the Kohanim was this ama between Karen and Karen. It's there was this thing between Karen and Karen, and the place where the Kohanim would walk in addition was an ama wide. But the Kohanim are walking outside of it.
So the pathway isn't on the inside of the Kohanim?
Right, so apparently the path is on the outside of the Kronos based on this design. That's what it looks like. Does anyone have a...
We mentioned a few days ago and we said that they moved the Maracha 4 Amma away from the...
Yeah.
We thought it was the corner, it could be the Karen, but we said that there was one Amma between the Karen and... So that the coin could be between the cannons.
Yeah, there has to be a way of tending to the ma'aracha that's within.
You can't get to
that's
it.
Correct. That is correct. But take a look on Samach Bezim and Bez. In Rashi, you get a nice picture.
The other thing is when we're trying to make up,
the bottom.
Yeah, so the Sazamas doesn't make sense.
Right.
That's correct, too. So one was for the Sazamas and one was for the Karen. But if you say there's another Amma on the outside with the Karen, that the coin walked around the corner.
I remember that Gemara. What was the order of those Amos? That would be my question. Because if you take a look at the picture in Rashi, that's how Bezim and Bez at the bottom, he's very clear that your Sovev is on the outside.
There is a Sovev.
So on top of the Mizbeach, what's on the outside on the top of the Bez? Is it a Kronach, or is it a one Amma pathway around the Kronach? And Rashi said backwards.
I'm going to spoil the fun, Monty. We'll take a look at the Rashi and see if he helps us. Which Rashi are you looking at? Well, that's for sure. I don't think they were disputing that. Right. No, but I don't think they were disputing that. Was that what you were...
So this pathway, this one Alma pathway, is that on the inside of the Kronos?
You have a separate path that's on the inside of the Kronos. Then we're on the same page. Yeah, you have the Amma that is you have the Amma that's outside the Kronos, that is the Sovev. You have the Amma that is the width of the line between the Kronos, and then you have, yes, the place for tending the Ma'aracha that's within. Okay. We're all on the same You have an indentation. The indentation is between them. Okay. Good. That's the idea. By the way, for those who wanted more definition on the Karkov, so Rashi tells you Karkov Lashon Hekef Charitz Agula. The word Karkov itself is a reference to something that goes around the area. Literally, it's a rounded type of a ditch. That's what Rashi gives you. He gives you a reference from Chulin. Okay. Good. So the Gemara is not done though. We're 6 lines up from the bottom. Vaksiv tachas karkubo milamata ad chetzio. Right? That you have this reshes that's halfway up. You have this netting that's halfway up. And we're told it's underneath the karka, halfway up. So what are you doing, putting the karkov on top of the mizbeach? So Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak Trehavu. He says, no, there are 2 items that are identified as karkov. You have the thing on top that we just talked about, and you have something on the side. Chad Lenoi. One was for beauty. that's the one that's going to be on the side. V'chad l'kohanim. Rashi says, chad l'noi v'chad l'kohanim, delo nishtarku, to keep them from slipping, the Gemara says. Rashi says, saviv hakir, around the wall, mishala shesh amos goval Rabbi Yossi. Once you're 6 amos high up from the ground, according to Rabbi Yossi, damal el asar amos govo, who said that it was 10 amos high altogether, so it's just above the midpoint. Haya hekif habalita, or belita kitana chogarto saviv l'noi. He had a little bit that protruded, just to make it look nice. The vizeu sovev, the kiur, the ivlagube, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudal El. That is the sovev and kiur design that they were having the machlokas about. Litachas laoso sovev, and underneath that nasnu amichbar, they put this reshes, this screen. The rochbo magia lamata, chatzia mizbeach, and it's with reach down to the halfway point of the mizbeach. Sorry?
Was that net always there?
I believe so.
Remember, we had that case in the Gemara in Yuma where they had the pious.
Yeah.
They had like a race and somebody fell off the.
Right, well, that's on the ramp.
From Masadesha.
The race was on the ramp. That doesn't affect this net. Oh, this isn't a net like that. No. No, this isn't anything extending out. Yeah. Okay. Good. We now said that the dimensions are not actually requirements as long as they're within the space allocated for the Mizbeach. Midas Arko, Midas Rochbo, Midas Komaso, Ein Me'akvin. Length, width, and height are not requirements. So Amar Rabbi Mani, Ubavajli, Chetanu, Mizbeach Sha'asa Moshe. No smaller than Moshe's Mizbeach. Vekama, how big was Moshe's Mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amo. Rabbi Yosef says it was an Amo. Mechachu Ale, they laughed at Rabbi Yosef. What are you talking about? Chamesh Amos Arech, Chamesh Amos Rochav, Revoi, Yam Mizbeach. We know, it was 5 by 5. Frankly, I don't know why you even asked the question then. If you knew your Pasuk. But they asked him, and he gave the answer, Amo. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Dil Mekom Ma'arach, maybe you mean the place of the Ma'aracha where the fire was. So Amar Le Mar de Gavarabahu Yada Maiko Amina. Rabbi Yosef says to his Talmud Abaye, you are Mar, you are a master, you are Gavaraba, you're great, you know what I was talking about. Tosas and Erchan that they reference you to in the margin tells you that it's unusual for a Rebbe to call his Talmud Mar, but he did it here because Abaye grasped what nobody else grasped. So he says, you get it. What about these guys who laughed at me? Kari Alayu B'nei Keturah. He says, those are B'nei Keturah. Rashi says, top of the Yomud, B'nei Avraham Atem. You are the children of Avraham, Avolo Kizera Yitzchak V'Yakov, but not like the children of Yitzchak and Yaakov. I wonder if it's not a play on the fact that they laughed at him. Right? Yishmael's big chait is described in the Torah as Mitzah Chait. Right? So maybe that's why he calls him B'nei Keturah, Keturah being Hagar and Yishmael being the son of Hagar. Don't know. B'nei Achsei Rabbi Tarfon Abiyasvi Kamei Rabbi Tarfon. Once we mention that, we get a little side note with another insult of B'nei Keturah. The Rabbi Tarfon is sitting with his nephews. And Pasach Va'amar, he begins to teach. Va'amar, he said, Va'yosef Avram Ikach Isha Ushma Yuchni. Hey, deliberately changes the word in the pasuk. It's when Avram marries Keturah, and instead he says Yochni. Amri lei Keturah ksiv. They said to him, "No, it's Keturah." They kari alem b'nei Keturah. He said, "Yeah, you're b'nei Keturah." The Rashi explains v'lo Avram yimidi. They weren't actually speaking up. He was trying to get them to do something in learning. Right? Remember the Gemara Megillah where Rabbi Akiva is teaching and the students are all falling asleep. So he wakes them up by saying, "What's the connection between Esther and Sarah? Esther lives. Esther has 127 medina." And Sarah lives to be 127. He does that in order to wake them up. He says something weird. So to hear, he gets a pasuk wrong just to get them to correct it, and then he insults them. The Marasha says that he calls them B'nai Keturah because they have mitzvos, right? Just like B'nai Keturah have the mitzvah of Milah, but their mitzvos are not like our mitzvos. That's number one, because the mitzvah of Brismila for B'nai Keturah is not like ours. Or alternatively, he wanted to insult them. He didn't want to call them B'nai Esav, because after all, they're his sister's kids. He doesn't want to get into a fight with his brother-in-law by calling them B'nai Esav. So all right, I'll call them B'nai Keturah. Keturah is a nice name. Okay. Amar Abaye, we now return to the Mizbeach again, and we talk about the wood that you put on the Mizbeach. Amar Abaye Bar Huna, Amar Abchama Bar Guria. Gezirin Sha'asa Moshe, Arkan Amma, the Rochban Amma, the wood that Moshe made to put on the top of the Mizbeach, was an Amma long, and the Rochban Amma, an Amma wide, but Ovion Kimechek Godesh Sa'ah. And their thickness was, like if you had a Sa'ah measure, the volume measure, and you get a little overage on top. Right, that's just natural when you're filling the measure. So and you wipe it off. The thickness of that which you would wipe off. That's how thick this wood was that went on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, however, ba'ama geduma, or some have the addition of geruma. that it had to be a short amma, meaning that you didn't want it to be as long as the mizbeach. So you actually say this was measured with a short amma. Amr Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, "What do you mean? V'lav haynu disanya lo itzim asher lo eish asher lamizbeach shaliyu etzim yotzim in a mizbeach chlum." He says the rule was the wood had to be on the fire on the mizbeach; it couldn't extend beyond it. But you don't need to have a short amma; just be precise in your measure. That's all that that Moshe had to do here. Rav Yosef keeps coming up in these measures for the mizbeach. Rav Yosef apparently was a bucky in the laws of the mizbeach. Okay, so we've now moved through the addition to the mizbeach. We've dealt with which parts are requirements. We've dealt with the wood. Now we're going to discuss the ramp. Tanan awesome. We have a Mishnah in Midos. Kevish Hayel Adroma Shal Mizbeach. He had a ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach. Orach Shloshim Ushtayim Al Rochav Sheish Esrei. 32 Amos long, 16 Amos wide. Better to accommodate the racers. So, how do you know that the ramp is on the south side of the Mizbeach? Mino Ani Mili, where does this come from? Last of the thin lines. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kra. Rav Huna says it's a pasuk. Vishachad Osal Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. You shall shech the karban on the side of the Mizbeach in the north. So the term yerech we take as side, but yerech literally is the hip area of the body, the waist area of the body. So he says, shehei yerech b'tzafon upanav b'darom. Imagine somebody lying down, and he has his yerech in the tzafon, his hips, that part of the body is in the north, and he's facing towards the south. His face is in the south. So that's the idea. The kevesh is like the face of the mizbeach. So he says, ema yerech b'tzafon upanav b'tzafon. But where'd you get that from? He could be sitting up, and in that case, everything's in the north. So Amar Rava, Rani Gavra Ape. So Rava says, no. We do it based on a person who's lying down on his face, literally. Amar Le Abai Adaraba, Taritz Vosim Gavra. Abai says, what are you talking about? Just as easily it could be somebody who's sitting up. So Amar Le Ravua Ksiv. He says, you're right. What I got it from is the word Ravua. As Rashi says, De Ravua Ba'adam Rovates Umushkav Shira Kasuv. That we're talking about someone who is Rovates. And the idea of rovates is to squat down, right? Like in the beginning of Bava Kamma regarding the animals there. It's to be squatted down, or yisachar as rovates bein mishpesayim. So ravua means that he's actually lying down. To which he says, wait a minute, we need the word ravua. Vami boyilei demarba ravua. You needed that to teach me that the mizbeach should be squared off. So he says, no. Miksiv meruba. It doesn't say meruba. That would have told me that it's squared off. The extra ravua is to teach me it's also like ravuts. That's our vision of this structure. V'lita mech miksiv ravuts, to which he says, and back to you, I'll ask you, it doesn't say ravuts. Amalei ravua ksiv demashmahachi umashmahachi. Yeah, the word ravua is an odd word. It can teach me both. That's the idea. All of this is Rav Huna's explanation for how I know that the kevesh is in the south. V'tana maisi lamehacha. Now I'm going to bring you in a Tana who says this, who says it from a different source. Even though I just brought Rav Huna, why is it in this order? So just yesterday I was doing Gemara Beitza with somebody in Taf Tesvav Hamid Beis. They're talking about Erev Tavshilin. And how an Erev Tavshilin, we don't know where's the source, where's the asmachta for Erev Tavshilin, and Shmuel brings me one pasuk, and then the Gemara says, Matana Maisi Lamehacha. And Rashi there in Beitza Tezav Mabez comments that it's not unusual. The Amora starts the discussion, and then the Gemara says, oh, by the way, we have a Tana. So even though the order seems reversed, you should bring your Tana first and then your Amora, nonetheless, Rav Huna started the discussion here. And then afterwards we said, by the way, I have a brisa. V'tana maisi lamehacha. Disanya, here the brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda omer umahaloseyu ponos kadim. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's steps, the steps of the mizbeach, or the ascendant to the mizbeach, right? We don't use steps. The way to ascend to the mizbeach, ponos kadim, faces east. So he says, Kolpinos sha'ata pone lo yehu ala derech yamin lemizrach. What that means is that every time you turn to your right, and you will end up facing east. So if I ascend a south ramp, heading north, then I turn right, that will leave me facing east. To which he says, but it didn't say you're turning right. All it says is you face east. The aim is smaller mizrach. Maybe the ramp is on the north side, and you turn west. And you turn left, I should say. You turn left in order to face east. To which he says, "Lo sakadaitach." Don't think that. Why? The Tani Rami Bar Chizkiah, Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Sha'asa Shlomo. Look at the description that they have for Shlomo's big pool that he makes. Remember the Gemara in Erevin about this big pool and its measurements. So the description there is Omid al Shneim Asar Bakar. It stands on support of 12 figures of cattle. An odd thing to put in your Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, Shlosha Ponim Tzafona, the three of them are facing north, Ushlosha Ponim Yama, three of them are facing west, Ushlosha Panim Negba, three facing south. Ushlosha Panim Mizracha, and three are facing east. So notice the order in which it went. If you're facing it north, and then you went, so you're facing south towards this Yam, and then it turned its description to the west, so you made a right turn. That's the idea. So that order going around the sentence is Kolpino Shatapona Lo Yu Ela Derech Yamin LeMizrach. You see that you always go to your right, which in the case of the Mizbeach will take us to the east. Not in the case of Shlomo's thing, because you're facing south when you're heading towards it. So east will right turning right there will not turn you that way. Rashi makes that point that it's only talking about the order in which it went around. It went to the right in doing that. That's all. To which the Gemara says, but I need that pasuk just to describe. Describe it. Haomi Barilei Legufe. You need the pasuk to describe this Yamsha Shlomo. Im kein ponim ponim lamali. It's the multiple iterations of the word ponim that is there that teaches me this. Okay. We now know we have a ramp in the south, and we turn to the question of a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Shal Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lakunya is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Yossi ben Lakunya, who is brought with his father's name here, I think, just to distinguish him from Rabbi Yossi Stam, but also Rabbi Yossi ben Lakunya, according to the Ravid on the Rambam's introduction to the Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Yossi ben Lakunya was on Rebbe's Beis Din. So this is somebody very important. So his son, Rabbi Shimon, asks Rabbi Yossi, Omer Haya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Avir Yesh ben Kevesh leMizbeach? Did Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai say there was airspace between the top of the ramp and the Mizbeach? Omer lo va'ata iyata Omer Kain. He said, don't you agree? V'alo gvar nemar, v'asisa olosecha ha'basar ve'adam. The pasuk says, you shall make your olos, the meat and the blood. We link the meat and the blood. Ma dam bezrika ha'basar bezrika. Just like the dam reaches the Mizbeach by being thrown on it, so too the meat reaches the Mizbeach by being thrown on it. Omar lo, so therefore you have to have a gap. Omar lo, but he replied, Shani Omer, Omid Bitzad Marachim is Zorek. Yeah, but all you do is you're standing next to the fire and you're throwing it on. You don't need a gap. Omar lo, to which he said, yeah, because you Zorek, Lamaracha Deluka, Uzorek, Lamaracha Shane Deluka, Uzorek. You're throwing it on to something that has a fire on it or no fire, right? It's already lit. There is a fire there. Have a Omer, Lamaracha Deluka, Uzorek. Of course, he's throwing it onto a space that already has a fire on it, and therefore he's not placing it down. He's already throwing it from that. Hasa mishum delo efsher. And that's because it's not possible to do any other way. So therefore, if I have a pasuk in addition, that teaches me there actually has to be an airspace. Without the pasuk, I already knew I was throwing it down. With the pasuk, that means there actually has to be a gap. Rav Papa gives me another answer. Rav Papa amar ki dam. He says it's just like the blood. Ma dam avir karka mafsiko. Just like when you throw the blood, you have a gap, you have airspace between yourself and the mizbeach. Av basar avir karka mafsiko. So too with the meat, you have airspace. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda now says we have these two mini ramps. Shnei kevashim kitanim yotzim in akevesh shebaen ponim liyisodu lesovi. We have a nice little picture in Rashi down at the bottom. The two ramps that come off of the major ramp, one turning to the yisod to pour out the dam, one turning to the sovev. Umavdilim in amizbeach malonim muvdalin eshtem in amizbeach malonim. They're a hair's breadth separate from the mizbeach. Mishum shneimar saviv, because the pasuk says that you go around the mizbeach. So what? Rashi explains. It's five lines up from the bottom in Rashi, that there should be a way to circumnavigate the Mizbeach, the Havu Mechubar in Shuvein Hekef. If the little ramps were actually joined to it, you couldn't go around. You couldn't even run a thread around it. So he says it from the word Saviv. Back in the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom, Rabbi Avo Amar Ravua. Rabbi Avo says, no, it's from the fact that we're told that it is supposed to be Ravua. Ravua means that you have to be able to identify a discrete structure that is squared off. No ramps attached. The itzrich lemichtav saviv, the itzrich lemichtav ravua. You had to say saviv and you had to say ravua for separate reasons. Dikas of achmada saviv have amina da'ago mago. Had you just said saviv, I would have said you could have made a round mizbeach. Kas of rachmana ravua. Therefore, it says ravua. Ravua does not mean square yet. Ravua simply means a quadrilateral. It has four sides to it. Vikas of rachmana ravua. Had you only said ravua, havamina darach mekatin, I would have said a rectangle, right, with two long sides and two short sides. Kas of rachmana saviv. Therefore, you needed the word saviv to say, as Rashi says it, that each side should call saviv of shavin. Each side is of equal length. That's correct. We now move into a discussion about the ramp. Tanan hasa Mishnah says akevishram is ve'achshishim u'shtayim, that the ramp, which is long here, and then you have the Mizbeach, altogether covers a space of 62 amos, even though each one is 32 long. You can see on the sheet, I'm not going to go into it now, two different ways to calculate the ramp. It seems like the Rambam's calculation works best with what we're going to say in the Gemara. That it's actually 32 is the hypotenuse. as you ascend the ramp, not the length at the bottom. But right now, we're assuming it's 32 long at the bottom, and 32 is the Mizbeach as well. For anyone who didn't get a sheet, they're there at the by the door. But the point is, it's 30. It's really 32 high. 30, not high, 9 amos high. 32 is the ascendant slope. But we're assuming right now it's 32 at the bottom.
But it doesn't form a right triangle.
It doesn't. Well, it does form a. It does form. It forms a right angle. No, it does form a right angle. Sure, it does.
You take the two sides, 6.95, square it.
Yes, and you take 9. Yes, it does. It will reach 32 squared. I did the math.
I said both the chemist. And the
I did the math. Trust me. You go home and check it.
I said both the chemist and the enemies got together 62.
29.65 squared plus 9 squared is equal to 32 squared.
It's off by about 1 point something, at least when I did it last.
Do it again. We've got someone here doing the math. You'll see. Do it again. I want to get to the Mishnah here, folks. So our problem is, we're assuming 32 length, and 32 length, nimtza pareach ama, so how do we get it? It should be 64. Nimtza pareach ama al yesod, v'ama al sove. The answer is that it extended over the mizbeach. There actually is overlap. That's our answer. Ama Rami Bar Chama, but Rami Bar Chama says not so fast. Rabbi Bar Chama says, "Kol kivshei kivashim shalosh amos la'amo." He says the ramps in general were 3 amos in height for every amo. I'm sorry, 3 amos long for every amo high. That's code for ramps. Chutz mikivsho shem mizbeach, except for the mizbeach, shayosh shalosh amos umechza ve'etzba ushlish etzba bizachrusa or bizutrusa. The ramp of the mizbeach had a slightly lower incline. Rashi explains because of concern the kohen will slip while carrying the heavy parts of the karbanos. So therefore, it would be 3.5 plus an etzba. An etzba is 1/24th of an amma, and a shlish etzba, which is a 72nd of an amma. So that's your grade. What does the math come out to be? Did you do the math?
It's starting up.
Oh, okay. So you'll have to do the math at home.